Travel tips for hearing people meeting deaf people. By Angela Lin. When traveling solo, I often blend in seamlessly like anyone else. I sometimes find it amusing that hearing people initially try to communicate with me when I'm not looking at them, only to become frustrated or confused until they realize I can't hear. Upon this discovery, nervousness usually sets in, but there's no need to be nervous, I don't bite. LOL. They often inquire if I can lip read or speak, to which I respond yes, I can lip read and use some vocal communication, though it's not perfect. It is absolutely important to raise awareness and provide travel tips for hearing people to ensure smoother interactions with deaf travelers. Here are some tips for hearing people to consider when they encounter deaf people during their travels. 1. Be respectful. Treat deaf people with the same respect and courtesy as you would anyone else. Remember that their communication methods may be different, but they are fully capable travelers. 2. Face-to-face communication. When trying to get their attention or communicate, face them directly and make eye contact. This makes it easier for deaf people to understand and lip-read. 3. Use clear gestures. If you suspect someone is deaf, you can use simple and clear gestures to convey your message or get their attention. Avoid shouting, as it can be ineffective and even uncomfortable. 4. Be patient. If you discover that someone is deaf, be patient and understanding. Communication may take a bit longer, but it's worth the effort to ensure clear understanding. 5. Ask about communication preferences. If appropriate, ask the person about their preferred communication method. Some may prefer sign language, speaking, lip reading, writing, or a combination of these. 6. Avoid negative assumptions. Don't assume that deaf people can't communicate at all. Many deaf people have effective communication methods, so ask them directly about their abilities. 7. Educate yourself. Consider learning some basic sign language or familiarizing yourself with deaf culture. This can enhance your ability to communicate and interact respectfully. Learning some basic sign language in advance is not only a valuable skill, but it can be crucial in emergency situations. Being able to convey essential information or assistance through sign language can make a significant difference. As a recommendation, you can find basic sign language resources on my website, theangelallenshow.com, under the Beautiful Language tab. These resources are interactive and user-friendly, making it easy for anyone to learn and potentially use sign language when needed. By being mindful of these tips, hearing travelers can create more inclusive and positive interactions with deaf, hard of hearing, and deafblind people they encounter during their journeys.